G'day family, we had a damn blackout over the weekend. Port and Crows were insipid and going nowhere. Umpires can't bounce a damn football, get rid of it. Four AFL coaches will be unemployed end of the year. Josh Roselli will be bigger than Tony Modra. He's irresistible. Too many average players playing AFL football who can't kick. Reduce the teams, please. God knows who'll win showdown this week. Bang, good afternoon, welcome. Bernie, Vince and Greg Blort, hello to you two guys.
I love that, Charles.
Bang, bang, bang. You sound like a race caller, like a horse race caller.
Was it too quick?
No, I loved it.
Punchy,
a lot of information.
And bit of prep.
Roselli bigger than Modra?
He will be.
Yes.
He will be.
Shut up.
No, he will be.
Have you forgotten?
And I had front seat to Tony Modra. And you can text me, you can call, you can have a whack. I don't care. But I love the way this young man plays. He's great for the competition. And he's going to be the biggest thing since T Modra.
Yeah, biggest thing since. Not bigger. You said bigger.
Well, anyway.
Less teams. We're getting more
lock
teams.
Lock him away for 7 years. Sign him up now for $1 million a year.
You did say 7 years, $1 million Saturday afternoon when you text me.
Why not? You know, he's what the Crows need. He can change games in 5 minutes of football.
Yep.
And I know he's only young, but what a terrible performance over the weekend with the two respective
We're going to get to that.
Why would you want to be... Oh, okay.
I was very, very sad.
How was your weekend? How was yours, Greg?
Oh, I was okay. I'm a bit flat too because I went to the game. It was a perfect day.
You were in a corporate box, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
You didn't want to go down with the real Crows fans on the hill?
I went to the football.
He gets ushered out. He gets ushered out from the box to his car the whole way with three security too.
And a driver.
Actually, no, that's another thing. But, it was a perfect day. Got off to it and I played golf in the morning. I normally play in the Arvos. Played crap golf. And I thought, you know what?
Per usual.
I'm going to go to the beautiful Adelaide Oval. Yeah. I'm going to watch the Crows towel up Richmond.
I picked Adelaide too.
And that first half.
Jeez, let me down.
Oh, we'll talk about that shortly.
Anyway.
Everyone's head. down the shops, down the bloody food land.
What if you're a Port supporter?
No.
I think that may be
you
worse.
You were there.
I was there. I was backing them in too, Joe. And then
they were horrendous. Didn't give a yelp. And we got a showdown on.
Yeah.
You know what?
Both in ripping
form. Can we, mate? Is it a night game? It is a night game.
Saturday night.
Well, get the
prime
lights
time
ready. Turn them off if it's no good.
Hey, what about the blackouts?
There's blackouts everywhere.
Yeah. Netball, football. Yeah,
the netball.
Hey, I've got a trivia question for you, Jazz. Name the two family members that were involved in both blackouts.
That's a good one.
Two family members.
You think about that over the break.
Can we?
Okay.
And if anyone can help us out, get the text.
Well, I know.
Oh, okay.
So we don't.
But nice to let the family involved.
Oh, okay, yeah, get involved.
That's good.
Two family members are involved in both blackouts. One at the Gabba, and one here at the Netball Stadium.
The Netball
Stadium. It's a park anymore, is it? That's a funny one. It's a park.
That's farcical down there.
Well,
they
provide the electricity, don't they?
Yeah. God.
Were they both players?
Both players.
Both players. Okay. I'll get that one.
And your day?
I'll get it then, Greg.
And how was your weekend, Bern? You're busy. You did the bounce last night.
Yes,
Very funny show.
Flew back this morning, Jazz.
Well done.
Yep, nothing. I ate a chilli. So the chilli hasn't come through yet. So I've just been waiting for that to come, really. That's what I've been focusing on because I was hoping to focus on a bit of the footy, but I've just moved straight on.
Crows captain Jordan Dawson.
Dawson?
Jordan Dawson.
Look at him. You're sweating up.
Your lip is gone.
He's eating a chilli.
So, we'll have to go hard.
Can you say it again?
Jordan Dawson, the Adelaide Crows club captain.
Okay.
And your new segment after five, Ben.
Yeah, winners and sinners. There's a one category that's pretty full and the other one's pretty empty. You be the judge
and
of that.
Tim Pine joins us.
Tim,
it's good to be back.
Let's crack in because we've got to talk about our two footy teams, Collingwood v Port on Saturday afternoon. 21 goals, 9-135 to 9 goals, 10, 64 points, 71-point margin, Burn. Give it to us. What happens to Port Adelaide on Saturday?
Well, this was the game of the round. Coming off, both the sides had won what we thought against top two or top four teams the week before in Brisbane and Geelong, premiership team last year, obviously. So we're like, how good is this? Going to be so exciting. A lot of people going over. I was there at the game. There were 8 goals in the first 20 minutes. There was high scoring. But Port were just... They were actually terrible.
Didn't come to play.
They were terrible.
Did not come to play.
Lucky Charlie Dixon kicked a couple early. Apart from that, there were They were just beaten up at the, around the contest. Again, like...
Contested footy burn.
Yeah, well, that's the key for them. They're contested. They were minus 57 in contested footy. I actually haven't heard a stat so lopsided in that area that... Yeah. Well, those sort of numbers, I think, ever. Just to go through a few, there's six goals from Collingwood for their first 12 entries, which is, that's just too easy. It's going in too easy. If you're playing against Port Adelaide, if you pressure the footy and don't allow them to come through the corridor, which Brisbane didn't do the week before, they're no good.
They're
no good.
Yeah.
And they that's did good, try good and analogy. Come back through there a little bit, but when there was pressure on the ball, they just popped it up, turned it over, bang down the other end, goal. They just scored
two. They have a number of players that can't handle pressure. Fierce pressure.
When the game gets turned up a little notch, and take last year out, poor year from everyone. The year before, even when they finished, I think they were top or second, played the Bulldogs here, when it got really turned up, the pressure in a big prelim, bang, lost again by what is that, 70 points?
So who are they? Who are they? Are you going to name any names?
I think guys like Bergman can't kick. Bergman can't kick out of defensive 50. Dan Houston's a floater. He just floats in and out. Ryan Burton plays safe, even though he got 2 weeks. Fantasia, he shouldn't be playing. He's underdone.
Rioli,
he can't get a kick if he tried.
Rioli, Fantasia.
Rioli's underdone. Farrell. Butters doesn't know what type of player he wants to be. I like Butters when he's an aggressive inside mid.
Battering ram.
Burgoyne's not up to this level at the moment.
He got subbed out.
They're the people, Greg, if you want to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Nick Dacos, they went with a tag with him as well. Lockie Jones tagged him, and he's the most exciting young player I've seen for a long time. His balance, his skill, his execution, he kicks goals. He just knows where to be. And that Dacos family, Josh is included, he was bloody good too. He had 20. He just sneaks along under the radar. They all talk about Nick, and Josh is outstanding as well. Darcy Cameron dominated in the ruck.
You can go on and on and on.
Alir was as poor as anyone I've seen Jars for a long time. In the air, just all at sea. Just didn't look like he hadn't played for a long time or something. He was giving free kicks away. He was jumping under the footy. He was dropping simple chest marks. I mean, when they're at their best, he's playing very good football. And when he's not, well, look out. So, I don't know what you do. You can't really drop Alir, can you?
They're not going to make too many changes.
No, you know,
Ken's
going
to have to back him in again.
Paul Francis was down a bit. All their players from last week, Ollie Wines was down. I mean, when you have numbers like that around the footy.
It's a brutal game.
Yeah.
You know, you're scrutinised and it's brutal. You've got to keep fronting up.
Yeah.
Mentally and physically, you've got to keep fronting up.
Yeah.
And keep being consistent. How can two sides with the who don't have much, like the talent-wise compared to Port Adelaide, North Melbourne and St Kilda? Port Adelaide got more talent, haven't they, on paper, than North Melbourne and St Kilda.
A long way.
You watch them play, mate, they are brilliant to watch. Two and Zip, right? They've got two hard-nosed coaches who got the killer instinct. Heck, because they play and they chase and they tackle and they go hit the contest. They don't look for the easy kicks, do they?
No.
Sometimes you've got to get back to grunt work. Sydney Swans have been doing it for 25 years. Is that fair?
Well, they're the benchmark.
And the Adelaide Crows, well, mate, showdown, Norton 3, there's no finals, Crows fans. Yeah. So I don't know who's going to turn up on the weekend. Do you, as a Crows supporter? Do you know who's going to turn up this week?
I'm confused.
We hear the same words, patient. Be patient.
Yeah, I think we need to drop the patient thing, Nixie. Drop the patient thing. People are impatient with being patient.
They're starting to get a little bit scratching their head, going, well, we have been patient, Matty. It's fourth year with two and Norton two.
Yeah, well, the patient thing, I think people are getting frustrated. Even Crow supporters I talk to, if I hear patient one more time, I'm... And there is an element of being patient at stages with a young side, but I think about now is the time where Adelaide, they need to be impatient. They need to fast-track their performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were ordinary as well.
Well, I was at that game, Byrne, and there was...
What did you say about up to half-time?
Well, they didn't fire a shot in that first half. Mm. And then in the third quarter, it was just like a completely different team.
Yep.
Probably should have been up at three-quarter time.
Text
and then when the game was on the line... Nothing again.
No, nothing.
So they played one quarter.
So that's what frustrates me. And I'm going to ask Jordan Dawson about this. Why does it take to get 45 points down to go, righto, we've got nothing to lose now. Let's take the game on. Let's be bold. Let's move the ball fast. Like, why does it take that? How about doing that from the start? What's wrong with doing that in the first quarter, Juz?
Absolutely, Bernhardt.
And then once they get back there, like you said, Greg, and then it goes out again. They go, oh, no, now we're are we tired from getting back in the game? Are we, I don't know.
1-3-3-5-3.
We're on the phones.
The two club coaches are not telling us anything, are they, Greg? Right,
well,
really?
Nixie said to be patient. What did Kenny say?
Where do you think your team's at? What do you want to see changed? Showdown? Well, we don't know who's going to turn
Kenny
up.
Kenny just said they were good last week and they were poor on the weekend. Well, I could have said that.
Yeah, but anyway, give us a call.
Yep.
You know,
where's your team
where
at?
Where do you think you're at? What do you want to see? You know, we've had our say.
I'll tell you the next few weeks too. So the showdown this week, and then the Crows have got Fremantle, who are going to be hungry. Carlton are going well, and the Port Adelaide have got Sydney and the Western Bulldogs who want to bounce back.
Bounce back
in Melbourne.
Goodness gracious me! The two club coaches, they're not telling us anything after the performances over the weekend. So we're going to you, family. 1-3-3-5-3. Tell us where your team's at. What do you think? Vent. Tell us.
The boy.
All right, we've had our say. And, Byrne, 1-3-3-5-3. The lines are available. Let's go to Flynn from Broadview. Good afternoon, Flynn.
G'day, boys. How are we?
We're good. What are your thoughts?
Disappointing to prove, you know, we can compete with the best of them the last 2 weeks, but can't dish up two quarters in the first two rounds. Just disappointing to see, really.
It's disappointing as well because such a good pre-season. Like the two trial games, we thought, halo. I reckon they've matured. Is that the part of the frustration, Flint?
Oh, big time. You know, you see good signs in our young ones. You know, Rochelle, I think, is a shining light at our club at the moment. To only take 40 points down to realise we've got to change something was disappointing. But our third quarter was sensational. If you're optimistic about that sort of stuff, but... Yeah, you can't show up for one quarter and expect to win games of footy, unfortunately.
So, Flynn, that your coach is saying be patient. How's your patience going?
Personally, I'm pro Knicks. I don't think Knicks kicks the footy for our boys. I think I'm all for his game plan. I'm going off the third quarter, lads, to be honest. He's not the one that can be consistent. He does his job, but it's up to our boys to take it on and do it for extended periods of time, I reckon. So, yeah, that's my take.
Good take, Flynn. Glass half full.
Yep.
Take the third quarter as a positive. Let's go to Kim from Morfitt Vale. What are your thoughts?
Fellas, I'm a Port supporter, and I think when the effort put on them and they got to really put in, I think they found wanting. They're very good at the running game and finding a bit of space and that, but when it's tough, put your body on the line. I worry about the way they play. But when you're talking about before about the first quarter, I just want to say Collingwood got some very iffy free from those first three or four goals they got, and I think that sucked the wind out of their sails in that first quarter. The best body side by a mile, it is infuriating. Port's got the team, they got the list, mate, but I'm starting to wonder if Kimmy's getting the best out of them.
Thanks, Kim. Good stuff.
Yeah. Are they front runners, Juz?
Well, it sounds like
when they hit the front. Yeah, what Kim was talking about then.
Yeah, front runners. That's
When they get going around when they get the ball going.
Yeah, there's a number of clubs like that.
They can really
Brisbane
beat
Lions,
up on
teams. Lions, I think, play a bit like that.
Most
clubs is about offense, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you put a lot of pressure on Collingwood and then you know they cough the ball up and you score.
No,
on
but
the
they
other
turn
way
up in numbers, Juz. They don't. I'll watch them very closely. They make mistakes. Don't worry about that. But they just keep turning up. Whereas Port make a mistake, they head down. They get scored against after.
All right, let's go to Trev at Salisbury North. G'day, Trev. Who do you support and what do you want to say?
Yeah, I'm a Crow supporter, Bluey, and Jars and Bernie. I'd just like to say, you know, the Crow spent $700,000 on Rankin, and what's he done in the last 2 weeks? Nothing.
Well, he was recruited to play through the midfield too, Trev.
Well, why isn't he?
Well, that's a good point. I mean,
maybe Nixie needs to do a Malcolm Blight, which I don't, because I coached netball for umpteen years, and my girls wouldn't listen to me, didn't do what they were told. I made them run the court at three-quarter time, and they beat the top four teams the next four games and won the first 12 games the following year. He's got to get brutal with them. He's not tough enough.
Yep.
He's really got to toughen up, and, you know, I counted six Richmond players on their own, and the Crows were standing there.
Yeah.
Whose play is that? You know, they don't run hard enough.
Well, they're pretty fit, you know, because they've got a sensational fitness coach in Burge.
But they can't be that fit if they can't run, and they get the ball, they look around, who's here? Hang on. I'll kick it there and bang. They're too late. They've got to move that ball on quicker.
Good stuff, Trev. Listening to you.
Does he need to be more brutal? Good point there, by Trev. Well, does he need to be in the media just a little bit more? But let us know you're not happy, because he does. And you've got to back your players up. I get that. But just subtly, I reckon we're ready to hear a little bit more.
Because he doesn't have the killer instinct like a Ross Lyon or a Clarko.
And they subtly do it very well. They'll put little jabs in the media just to get the best out of their players. Maybe that's what Adelaide players need. They need a little whack from the coach publicly.
Behind closed doors.
I agree with that. Like, I think you've got to evolve as a coach. So I think the main thing is, if he's going to give him a little jab in the media at his press conference, as long as he said it before he goes to the media conference, then I agree. I think he's just got to be a little bit tougher.
I think they're ready for it. Hey, let's go to Will from Maylands. Who do you support and where's the problem?
I go to Port Adelaide.
Yep.
It's been pretty much an up and down time since 2014. The issue we face is, I think if we don't win the midfield, we make people like Dixon, Georgiades, and all the defenders like Alia last weekend look like shocking players, because the ball's just not coming to where it should be. We've got pressure on the ball coming into our back line. They can read the ball and pick it up. And if you don't put it out in front of Charlie's big mitts, how's he supposed to mark the ball?
Yeah, why is it so inconsistent for a good side? Like, I class Port Adelaide as a good side.
Well, you say top four.
I don't say top four, but I actually picked them finished ninth, but I just think, why is it so inconsistent for a team they've played a lot of games together?
We've got Lysette, but he didn't play last year.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to, have a competitive midfield that works together to get the ball forward if we don't pick someone? We should go with Hayes next year.
Yeah. There's another conversation altogether.
Good on you, Will.
Thanks, Will. Some good calls there.
So it's a mixed bag, isn't it? It's a mixed bag. Yeah. Greg?
Well, they're all frustrated. That was a weekend where I thought we were going to find out where the football teams are.
We have.
And Port Adelaide, after a stirring result in round one, all their supporters were up and about, and then they got absolutely whacked by Collingwood. And then the Crows, on a beautiful day at the Adelaide Oval, just didn't show up in the first half.
And we don't really know the answers.
No.
We need to get the coaches on job. Well,
but what are they going to tell us, Byrne? What are the coaches going to tell us?
Well, they've told us nothing. Yeah. So I've got some questions for them. But thanks to Kim as well. I had him dumped there at one stage. He's say sucked.
Yeah, he said sucked the life out of him.
I thought it was something
starts
else.
With S.
With F.
AutoCam, real-time video reporting, direct from your Automasters technician. 60 seconds on the clock, $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
G'day, Lee from Powellowie. Welcome to a Monday.
G'day, gents. How are you?
Congratulations. Your football side had a marvellous win on the weekend against the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, I was a bit worried in that third quarter, though.
Oh. Jeez, very good to watch. You go down and watch?
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah, it was down there.
Well done. Nah, too good. So, big game against Collingwood this week.
Yes. Yeah, it could go one of two ways. Could be a close one or a bit of a blowout, I think. I'm a little worried.
Good boy. Well done. Well, at least you've got 4 points. We've got $1,000 to give away. We've got 10 questions. There's 60 seconds. Say pass and I'll take your first answer.
Greg stole my sheet and he circled all his questions on mine.
You know which ones
you've
got to
read. Why do you keep stealing my sheet? You do it every week.
Oi, let's go.
Come here.
Come on. Hey. Let's go. Are we ready to play?
Yeah, not really.
Good luck, Leroy. Let's go.
Who kicked the winning goal after the siren in last year's round three showdown?
What's his name? The captain for the Crows. Pass.
Who won the Sheffield Shield final?
WA.
How many games have the Adelaide Crows won so far this season?
Zero.
What venue lost power during the AFL game on the weekend?
Gabba.
What sport do the Kookaburras play?
Hockey.
When was the last time the Grand Prix was held in Adelaide? 1985, 1995 or 2005?
95.
Which Port player has been offered a two-match ban for a dangerous tackle?
Ryan Burton.
Who is currently on top of the AFL ladder?
Swans.
What country is F1 racing driver Oscar Piastri from?
Australia.
In what sport has Australia won its most Olympic gold medals in?
Sorry, what was that again?
In what sport has Australia won its most Olympic gold medals in?
Swimming.
Who kicked the winning goal after the siren in last year's round
George
three?
Dawson.
Wow. Jeez, just in time, I reckon, Timmy.
Wee.
Are you going to give me my sheet back?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Bad luck.
That's a long drum roll.
10 correct.
Oh! Lee from Parallelli.
Wow. $1,000
Roy. Thanks, boys.
Hey, get up and about, Lee. Hey, for 2,000. Do you know... Do you know the two like family members, the two sets of family members that are involved in blackouts on the weekend?
No, I had no idea. And when you were going with that chat before the quiz, I thought that was the question and you didn't give the answer, so I thought I was screwed.
Well, you weren't screwed.
Congratulations, mate. Well played. Outstanding performance. Timmy, what's
Thank
he picked
you,
up?
No,
well,
$1,000.
$1,000. Well done, Leroy.
Thank you, Dan.
That's 2 in 2 weeks.
It's only called $1,000 a minute.
I was only staring at you.
Yes.
Please welcome him to Triple M's Rush Hour.
About 49 metres out, Jordan Dawson. Oh, it's
he's kicked out! He's kicked out! Oh, look at him, they're coming from everywhere! Look at that!
Hey! Big fly, Dawson! That's a nice big clunk out on the wing.
Didn't know that was part of his repertoire.
Oh, well, now that he's kicked a match-winning goal, he can do whatever the bloody hell he likes.
From the Adelaide Crows, Jordan Dawson.
G'day, George. Thanks for joining us on a Monday.
Thanks for having me.
Good on you, mate. Now, another disappointing performance over the weekend. We'll just get straight into it, this. What does this footy club and this footy team stand for? Because I can't work it out.
Well, I think what we've sort of built our game off the last couple of years has been sort of our hunt around the ball and our contested possession. And obviously on the weekend, I think our contested ball and the hunt is there. It's just more the transition and our team defence has probably let us down the last couple of weeks.
Inconsistent football side, that's what you're being labelled as. And look, you can't let sides have 45 points up and then you fight very hard to get back into the game and then disappear in 30 minutes of football. What does that come down to? Is that talent? Is that the game plan? Is that Nixie's message? Where do you think that comes from, Geordie?
No, I think it's just... We kind of knew Richmond especially wanted to play that fast, chaos-style football, and we kind of fed into that. And obviously, they've got a lot of skillful players, and I reckon they obviously outdid us in that area. And that's not how we wanted to play. And when we got the game back into how we wanted to play it, into sort of more stoppage-style, contested ball, that was when we were able to turn around. And obviously, if you're 40 points down and you spend a lot of tickets trying to get back up and... And, yeah, they just were able to run over the top of us in the end.
What was the message at halftime? And why does it take to be down by that much to play freely and take the game on and be exciting? Was that something Nixie mentioned after? We could play like that maybe from the start?
No, well, I think the way we were playing is we were trying to do that, but that's not how we want to play. We want to have more of a method the way we go about it. Like I said, Richmond, they link up and they're exciting, and that's the way they've played for a few years, and their sort of pressure and live ball is what makes them so great. And for us, it's more of a stoppage, congested style, getting in our front half and locking it in there and then getting repeats, which is what we saw in the third. We didn't do anything special, I think. We got our shots off the back of front half turnovers. Our ball movement might have looked better, but that wasn't how we were playing. It was just more making it more front half and getting repeats and then getting shots off the back of that.
What about the goal kicking, Jordan? That's now 2 weeks in a row. I know it's only round two, but is that a bit of a concern?
I mean, obviously it's a concern if we're not converting when we get the opportunities. I think we kicked 5-8 in the third. So I actually haven't really had a good look at sort of where we're taking our shots from, if we can get better looks or if we're rushing them. But it's certainly something that we have been focusing on for a while now at training, is our set shots and on the run and snaps and stuff. So I'm sure we'll turn it around.
Geordie, does the club employ a specialist goal-kicking coach? Because football director Mark Ricciuto doesn't believe in specialist coaching down there. Has the Crows got one?
If that's what Roo's saying, then I would say it wouldn't happen. No, we don't have a specialist.
You don't have one? Okay.
No.
Interesting.
No.
Interesting.
It's like a leaded question.
No, not at all. And Jordan answered that beautifully. Like, why wouldn't you reach out to a Tony Modra or Darren Jarman to come down once or twice a week to spend half hour with the forwards, to do some specialised set shot goal kicking? If that's an issue for the Adelaide Crows, which it has been.
I think Nixie said they do a lot of goal kicking.
Yeah, but
we definitely do a lot. And Matty Wright, development coach, he's very big on getting our shots in and doing them under pressure and under fatigue. So I'm not sure just bringing one person in, obviously bringing in a great of the game, like your Modra or someone, would help with a couple of people. But I think it's more just keeping the reps up and knowing that we'll turn it around as well.
Hey, have you got enough support around you in terms of leaders, on-field leaders? Because it's hardest to be a leader at times through adversity. And on the weekend, there's out on the field, not much changed, I felt, in that first half.
Yeah, I think we do. We've got some strong leaders at the club. I think it's just more of a game sense stuff and realising sort of what's costing us the game. And unfortunately, we had to wait till the end of the second quarter where we could sit down and kind of remove ourselves from the moment and understand what was going wrong. And when we're able to do that, we can turn it around. It's just, like, as you know, Bernie, like, if they kick 7-8 goals in a row, it's... If we nullify that to, say, 4 or 5 even at worst, like, that's, we're coming out at half time and, you know, we're hitting the front in the third quarter. So for us, we I'll put it on myself, we definitely need to, as leaders, make sure we spread that message across the group and make sure that everyone's understanding what's going wrong and trying to nullify them getting, opposition's getting run on.
Jordan, I'm a supporter, like, thousands of others. I feel like your supporters are a bit flat now after the start to the season. What about the playing group? How's the confidence after a couple of bad losses?
No, the confidence is good. Like, we know exactly why we are in the position we're in. It's not something that's not fixable or it's multiple things. It's one probably a big thing that we know as a group. Our team defense and our transition is probably what's been what's been letting us down, and that's going to be a massive focus this week. And if we get that right, we know, you know, our hunt and our will to win, that sort of stuff, and pressure is what we pride ourselves on, so that takes care of itself.
Hey, after the game, Nixie said in his post-match media conference that he said, can you just be patient? Do you buy into that, or you want to fast-track success of this club?
I think I understand where he's coming from, but also, we're professional footballers and we're competitive and we want to win, so it's not like we're just going out there expecting to lose, so... in terms of being patient, yeah, there's been some teething issues over the last couple of years, but we're trying to fast track the group and obviously going through a quarter like we did on the weekend where we aren't changing too much as a team out there. We need to fix that.
Hey, Joshua Shelley, in that third quarter in particular, he's going to get bums on seats. Well, he already is at the moment, but just his, I don't know, when he kicks goals, his celebration, you can't help but be, if you're out in the field, be lifted by his enthusiasm and energy.
Yeah, he reminds me of a guy who used to play with him, Tom Papley, just his energy and, he's a competitive little man and he just wants to win and he loves the crowd and he loves the big moments. So he's started the year really well and he's definitely an exciting player to play with.
What about Paddy Parnell, Jordan? How's he pulled up?
Yeah, he's not too bad. He's at home today. He's just taking a few days rest, but he was still a bit dazed after the game, but he'll be fine. He's had a couple of decent concussions over the last year or so I'll be really cautious with him. He's in reasonable spirits and he'll bounce back.
Well, Jordan, there's nowhere to hide on showdowns. As you know, it's going to be a very big game for the two respective football clubs. You don't want to be Norton 3 because basically put a line through finals football. So There's no doubt you want to see a response from your playing group. So all the best and thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers for having me.
Jordan Dawson there, the Adelaide Crows club captain here on the Rush Hour.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's that time of the week for winners and sinners.
All right, Ben, this is your new segment. Started last week too.
I did, and we started well. So we're going to continue this for the full footy season. And on a Monday, we're going to do winners and sinners, Jazz, so you kick us off.
And you want to get the family involved next.
Yeah, right, so you think about your examples and give us a call after the break, though, not now.
The sinners, the Kensington Cricket Club, A-grade side, who have now gone on into the grand final.
Yep.
Bowled 13 overs in 75 minutes, stalling and waiting for the rain to arrive.
They're not one of those
teams.
They are
the sinners, yep.
No.
That's the Kensington.
The Browns.
Yeah, the Browns.
Best side all year.
Right.
Comprehensively through to the grand final.
13 overs in 75 minutes.
It was a wet ball.
So what? Bowl.
I tell you what, I was up there for 2 hours. It rained the whole time and they played through the rain, gave West Torrens every opportunity. They were helping with the covers and all sorts. So if you're getting that information from the Sookie Pants coach, Mark Harity, I suggest you listen to someone who's not tears in their eyes.
What was the question you asked, Jazz? If he was wearing his what? Or he's watching?
Well, his nappy home. At least I went and supported my club.
I was on my way.
Yeah,
and Hag said, just hold, it's too wet. The covers are on.
Okay.
And my good winner.
And you're saying they should have kept bowling? Or
who? I would have kept playing. But I'm a bit different.
Robert had a minute ago.
Hurry up.
My winner, Josh Rochelle.
Yeah.
I love watching this young lad.
He's an entertainer.
I'm going to catch up with him for a coffee. I think we're due.
Oh, that'll ruin him. Can you please not? Because he's going all right.
He's irresistible to watch. And he's got a little bit of flair.
Yeah, he has.
I like that.
What do you think about the high-fiving the crowd?
Do that when you're 5 or 7 goals up.
What about when you're coming hard like they were? They were coming.
Don't mind that. That gets your team. It does.
People were jumping out of the
seats.
Yeah, mate,
loved it. But you just got to be careful when you go down that lane.
Yeah, nice. Okay, Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Okay, my winners are the WA cricket team. They won the Shield final again over the weekend. The second year in a row they've won all three comps. So they won the Big Bash, they won the 50-over comp, and they won the Shield final last season and this season.
So why aren't we getting their cricket program
the
and bringing it here to South Australian cricket?
Well, that's the thing. So
we like losing.
Anyway, I'm going to keep going. More and sinners, I'm going to go the Collingwood supporters MCG the other day booing Jason Horne France.
Greg, it's football.
He's a 19-year-old.
That was interesting.
Don't boo.
That was interesting. But you know what? Booing, use it to your advantage.
They boo Tex.
I love getting booed.
Yeah, I used to thrive on
He's 19 years of age. Greg,
are you going to wait till he's 20? Would that be better?
Well, maybe,
21?
Jason, just have 2 years off till you get to 21 and then start playing again.
We'll see if they boo you if you have 2 years off.
You know what? You're a sinner for saying that.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start with my sinner.
Burn.
Greg blew it for saying that he shouldn't be booed.
Yeah,
booing's pathetic, mate. Booing's pathetic.
You should enjoy getting booed.
It's pathetic.
It's a term of endearment, Gregory.
Well, I get booed.
Who goes to?
I get booed when I walk in
a home contest.
Harvey boos me. That's home from Melbourne. Boo! I'll go back.
Now, what do you got?
Sinners. The coaches' press conference from our local sides. I could easily just say that, footy teams, but I want to know more answers in these things.
Don't do them.
Otherwise, don't have them. Be patient.
Don't patronise your fan base.
Oh, we'll have to have a look at it because we were so bad last week. So good last week and so bad this week.
No.
That was Kenny.
Yeah.
And the patient from Nixie, I think his media advisor let's drop the patient word
and
now because
just speak from the heart.
We're getting impatient about being
Well, they're getting asked the right questions.
It doesn't matter, Greg. It doesn't matter. That don't patronise your supporter
base.
Could
be a point, but you could come in with a bit of an agenda.
Come on. That's a good one, Boone.
My winner, Nick Dacos.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Nick Dacos. Yeah. Saw him live. I've seen him live a few times, but that on the weekend from a second-year player, is something very, very special. Two goals, 32 disposals or whatever. Got tagged, heavily tagged in the first half too.
Lockie Jones.
And just absolutely dominated. Dominated. He can play anywhere on the ground, by the way. I like him at halfback because he sees the ground and sees it so well. Yeah. So 133.53, winners and sinners from the weekend. Any sport, does it have to be sport? I make the rules. You can have
anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Well, why do we always do sport then? Actually, I had you, Greg, for my sinner. That's
falling
right.
in a pool trying to clean his window.
You know what, Jars? Boo.
Boo.
Whenever you open your gob, boo.
Oh, I like this. Boo. Oh, I like this.
Yes. And you can start to fire up. And you got your Fiji polo shirt on again.
Pathetic. Boo me. Get me up.
Boo.
Winners and sinners, we both had a few today. We'll just go back through them quickly. Mine was the coaches' press conferences, either say what's actually happened and what you're not happy with or don't have them at all. My winner was Nick Dacos. Greg?
My sinner were the Collingwood fans at the MCG booing Jason Horne-Francis. I wasn't happy with that. And my winners were the WA, well, the whole WA cricket program that dominated the last 2 years.
Smashing it. 133.53. We're taking your calls. If you're still with us, Jars, you want to repeat yours?
I can't remember.
My winner was Josh Rochelli.
Yes,
I like the way this young man plays. And my sinner's Kensington Cricket Club. Only bowling 13 overs in 75 minutes of play and started late too. Started late.
Well, because it was 45. Raining, mate.
No, they thought, you know, waiting for it to be really dry.
You know what I hate? Poor losers.
Oh. Let's go to the phones, please, Bernd.
Let's go to Rocky from Holden Hill. Who's your winner and sinner?
I'm thinking out of the square here, boys. But winners are definitely Collingwood.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Nice. And the sinners is the Port Adelaide Footy Club, boys.
Oh, who do you support?
I'm a Port fan.
Oh, no.
I'm not happy.
I'm just getting used to being media.
Mediocre.
That's it.
Are you going to the showdown, Rock?
I am. I'm going to take my lads there as usual.
Okay, buddy.
Who's going to win that game, by the way?
Well, you know what? Let's say if it's the good Port, if it's the bad Port, Crows.
One's if it's the good Crows and the bad Crows. Could be a soccer score.
It's Port's home game too, and the prison bars are back.
Yeah, that's going to be good. That's going to be a highlight.
Hey, enjoy, Rock. Thanks for sharing that, buddy. Well done. Let's go to the phones, Greg.
Yeah, let's go to Greg at Prospect. G'day, Greg.
G'day, lads. How are we?
Yeah, good. Welcome to the Rush Hour. Who is your winner or sinner?
Okay, my sinner would have to go to Nixie. He's making Robert Shaw look good.
Oh, jeez. I had Shawry for
That's
2 years.
Harsh.
I'm sorry, but...
In what way, though?
Just his promises that he can't keep. Like, be patient. I'm sort of running out of the patience. I want to see results.
Yeah,
and what about a winner, mate?
Winners, I'd say Mabel from Adelaide United kicking the goal for Socceroos.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Yeah. Well done.
We forgot
good
about boy, that.
Greg. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
It's a good segment.
That's good.
It's a good segment. All right. You happy with it, Greg?
Yeah. Hey, very happy.
Are you still happy with the booing? Yeah. Or you want to change that?
Has there been any response from old,
Mark Harity?
Because you
two are at loggerheads. Yeah, how's that, Greg? Yeah.
Just remember before the end of the show while you're looking that up, Jars.
Yeah.
We're looking for the two sets of family members that were involved in blackouts on the
weekend.
Forgot
about that.
So remember.
Yeah, Hag said...
Does any of it make sense?
Wouldn't start the game till it was bone dry at 12:45.
Well, that's up to the umpires.
Didn't rain again or get a wet ball until 75 minutes when they only bowled 13 overs. This is your mob, Kensington.
That was the other thing. If some of these big players had stood up, then they might have won that game.
Oh, we want some names?
You whacked him about changing nappies. He said you wouldn't know because you'd never change one.
Okay. Some good responses there,
Anything else?
Nah, I love you, Hags. Bad luck.
Oh, now you love him. Now he loves him.
Just got to share with everyone my Sunday because it was a bit of a mixed bag, right? So my boys had a birthday party to go to. It was one of the bouncers. Do you know that, Jars? It's like trampolines.
Yes,
and a lot of kids have birthday parties there. And so both boys were invited. So I took it upon myself. It was a good opportunity to go up to Kensington to support my team, which you should have done as well,
so
Jars.
You just dropped your kids and then took off the cricket.
No, Catherine took the kids. So I went up there for a couple of hours. And
You're great at that cricket club, eh?
No, I wouldn't say that.
What's your highest
score? He told me he's a legend for the club.
What's your highest score for the Browns?
Not sure.
You're a
Not sure. Anyway, came back home and I got home before the boys got home. And they came back in. How's the party? Sam came. Oh, brilliant. Yep. Rory comes in. He's got this big frown on his face. All right, what's going on?
He's got in a fight.
No. Someone stole his shoes from Bounce.
What?
No.
So, Jars, what happens is because of the trampolines and stuff like that, all the kiddies take their shoes off
You have
to take. So he's got these Nike high tops, Nike Air high tops.
Yeah. I've seen you with them, actually.
So he's come off the trampoline and someone's thumped his six-year-old.
That might have been a mistake, Greg.
Was it a mix-up? Was there another pair of shoes left there?
No, Catherine said they searched everywhere.
So you're putting a call out?
I'm not putting a call out, but I'm just...
You want blood from a six-year-old?
No, I'm just saying, like, there would have been other parents there that would have noticed that
a kid
had an extra pair of shoes, surely,
Shoes,
Greg?
They're a couple hundred bucks. Yeah.
Jeez.
A couple of hundred worth of shoes.
He was a bit flat
because they are his favourite pair of shoes that he normally wears to school, and he looks pretty cool in them. I thought that was pretty ordinary.
That's low.
It might have been a mistake. Why don't you drive past on the way home and they might have been returned.
Catherine's left her number and details
Is there camera footage of this, Greg?
I don't know. But
we'll find out.
Just low.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, Jazz.
Yes, Greg.
Would anyone have, stole a pair of your shoes?
No way.
What's your most expensive pair of shoes?
My RM.
Your RMs.
Yeah, but
anyone touches them.
You would have got given them.
No.
So, anyway.
His most expensive ones are the ones for free.
He's got Havanas on.
Relaxed.
8 years old.
Well, I don't have Lady Gaga Sanchez on YouTube.
There's no way we're selling them, Greg.
All right. So, give them back. Whoever's got them, give them back.
Cheer him up. That's sad. Yeah, you can't do that, can you?
Catherine's already on the website trying to find some more. So that's going well.
Elmac Cleaning Services. Get clean behind the scene. Specialist in all industrial and commercial cleaning requirements. Call 1-800-4-ELMAC.
Here comes Bernie Facts.
It's time now for Bernie Vince's Final Facts.
Hey, March 27 today, Jars. I need your full attention. A lot to get through here. 1963, a birthday. Quentin Tarantino.
This is
from Pulp Fiction.
You can buy a beer at McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it the Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac.
That's about the only sentence where we only had one swear word in it.
Right.
So it was the least amount of work for Blue.
Yeah, one of my favourite movies.
He's unique.
Yeah, very good.
He's
Kill
unique.
Bill as well. Two and three.
Django.
Mm-hmm. Django Unchained as well.
That's it, Ben.
After. No, very, very good. Hey, 1969. This lady.
And then a hero comes.
You know
along,
this, Jazz?
With the strength to carry on.
Beautiful voice.
It's Whitney, isn't it?
No.
Married to Jay-Z.
No, that's Beyonce. Jay Clark. Get him back out there.
Beautiful voice.
Beautiful voice. One of the greats.
Who's she married to?
Look at him. Look at how he's rocking up and back, trying to get him.
Who is it?
Married a very rich Australian at one stage, or got engaged to him.
James Packer.
Yes. James Packer, yeah.
And her name is Maria.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, that's it.
Well done, plugs.
Well, how are you going? Maria Carey.
Cut the layers back. Mariah Carey.
Mariah.
Oh, no.
Beautiful voice.
Yes. Hey, something else has been painted on this day.
No, I painted this for me.
Not again.
I love that one. Hey, something was painted, as we heard on this day. His name was Harvey Kennedy. He painted the modern shoelace.
What?
So the modern shoelace has what they call an aglet that's reinforced on the tip to stop the shoelace from fraying.
Yes.
Now, he patented that.
Get it through the holes.
And what's he worth?
See that? Yeah, that thing there.
On Greg's white sand shoes.
Yeah, I had to put my sunnies on to have a look.
He wears Beyonce-type sand shoes.
What colour are yours?
Well,
Beyonce?
A bit faded white.
Yeah.
Can you... There's white fade.
What's he worth now?
He's worth a bit. Do you know what year that was, Charles? Were you listening?
Yeah, 1963.
1790.
1790? In a castle. Bloody
Lord. 1952. A musical came out.
Yeah.
It was its first theatrical run.
Yeah.
And this is it.
I'm singing in the rain.
On this day, 1952.
You're singing in the rain. What a glory.
Tap dancing at its best.
And I'm
Hey, 1998.
Who starred in that movie?
Oh, there's a few actors in
it. You don't even know, do you?
There's a few great singers and actors. And
yep.
Don't look it up because I need your attention.
Oh, I've got a Google over there.
This one's for you.
Yes,
on 1998, it's a landmark day, this.
Mm.
A certain drug was approved by the Food and Drug Administration.
Oh, yeah.
First drug ever in this area that was approved.
Yes, Ben.
Viagra came out, Jazz.
Yay! Have you ever used it?
Yes, I have.
You have?
I got my drink spiked with one on a footy trip.
Get out.
So it and what happened? Up. I knew they'd done something.
So what happened?
And?
Nothing. Nothing happened.
So you didn't get any sort of...
No symptoms. Do you call it symptoms?
Active activity.
Rushes of blood?
Nothing.
No, I had a few rushes of blood in terms of decision making, but
what,
nothing.
Not
there,
so you.
No.
And what about you, Gregory?
No, never.
No, I've never touched. No. I don't need to.
Well, I think. Here, try this then, Jazz. See what happens. There it is. On this day, last year this was the day that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Oh yeah.
With a joke directed towards Will's wife.
Yes.
At the what, Jazz?
At the Oscars.
Mm. Yes. Good. Good listening. See, I've got your back now.
And Rock has come out with a new special that he's done, and he's whacked Will Smith and his wife.
Again.
Oh, no. So Rock.
So he's doing the whacking.
Chris Rock.
Did he have a couple of blue tablets?
Chris doing the whacking.
He's whacking Will Smith and his wife, he's obviously come out and accused her of sleeping with her son's best friend.
Well, that's common knowledge.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm just saying to you. Not everyone watches Chris Rock's comedian shows.
Oh, right. Daughter. Okay. It made its debut in its first season.
Yeah.
I'll get to the actors' names in a minute, but Derek on the show had his life support machine turned off, and this made this song a big hit. You're going to guess what show it is, okay? So it aired first time, 2005. Play this now, Timmy.
If I lay here.
Put this song on the map.
Yeah.
Dawson's Creek?
No.
Hospital.
Open your eyes,
Charles.
Yeah.
Open your eyes.
No.
Come on.
No, not house.
What? You
want to
buy another vowel?
A, E, I. Oh, beautiful song.
If I lay here.
Yeah, we know the song
coming.
Is playing.
It's coming.
The show.
Doctor. George Clooney, was he
Do
in
you
it?
Want, no.
Early parts of it?
It
no.
was Johnny's name. His name was Derek Shepherd on the
Derek
show.
Derek Shepherd,
he was
Mick Dreamy.
Oh,
yes, Mick Dreamy.
Mick Dreamy.
Come on, Dreamy. Jazz, play it again, Timmy.
Doctor.
I thought you had somewhere to get to. Hurry
Come on,
up.
Hurry up.
You told me.
Here. If I just lay here, would you lie with me?
And just
not
now.
Can
you do that?
What is it?
Have a tablet with
what is
me.
What's the movie? A TV series?
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
Hey.
See you tomorrow.
Everyone at home knew that. Thanks for all the texts. They're already coming through. Have a good day. See you tomorrow.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy.
And no, Greg, not E.
See, so you had an E in it.
Well done. Triple M's Rush Hour.